At 8 p.m., just as the polls close, crowds start to trickle into the ballroom at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. Union banners hang from the balconies. Walsh supporters cluster in groups of twos and threes around television screens to watch the election returns. Early in the night, Connolly has the lead. But Serho Milovic, a campaign volunteer and member of the Hotel Workers Union, seems unfazed.
We are heavily convinced that he will win, you know, that's why we are here.
Milovic says he worked feverishly to get out the vote for Walsh. He spent 10 hours in the field canvassing in Dorchester, Walsh's home turf. When the returns show Walsh and Connolly tied at 50%, a loud cheer erupts in the ballroom. The crowd swells to about 1,000. I count more than a few Red Sox jerseys and Union t-shirts. But the room also reflects the diverse coalition that Walsh had to cobble together in order to win. Walsh waits until 10:45 to make his victory speech. He says he was waiting for a call from President Barack Obama. The mayor-elect looks a little dazed as he weaves his way through the throngs on stage to the center podium.
You know, let me tell you, my parents had big dreams for their kids, but I'm not sure it was this big. I am so grateful and honored for tonight's results. For this kid from Taft Street in Dorchester. You've made Boston a place where dreams come through.
Walsh promises to turn Boston into a hub of opportunity. A town where everybody can get ahead, not just a privileged few.
This is Boston Strong. And together, we're going to make Boston even stronger. We're going to do it by expanding opportunities, building community, and ensuring equality for all.
Walsh thanks his family, his supporters in the labor movement, his opponent John Connolly for his leadership on education, and his predecessor Mayor Tom Menino for bringing Boston successfully into the 21st century.
Mayor Menino's legacy is a world-class city that's attracting new people, a vibrant economy, a strong fiscal position.
Walsh says in the coming days he will release the details of a transition plan. Cannons spew confetti into the air, and Walsh assures Boston the best is yet to come. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.